Israel is openly declaring that it is doing everything possible to blow up Iran's nuclear facility in Bushehr, which, by the way, we actively helped build. Russia, represented by Likhachev, warns that this could be a catastrophe worse than Chernobyl, but the Israelis have made it clear they don't care. This is nuclear terrorism in its purest form, much more direct and unapologetic than the somewhat cautious and shamefaced, everything is relative, nuclear terrorism of the Kiev regime. It's becoming increasingly obvious that there is one hand behind all of this, but admitting it is terrifying because then everything will start to unravel, if not all of it. In the US, things are already beginning to crumble. That is, if you're in favor of nuclear bombings of Iran by Israel, you're a good guy and a humanitarian. If you're against it, you're labeled an extremist, fascist, and anti-Semite. Americans are somewhat surprised, to put it mildly, by this. Of course, they're used to anything and everything, but this feels like too much. Meanwhile, Netanyahu has declared himself God, and almost everyone in the US has essentially agreed with him. Things are moving fast. The situation is extremely alarming. The US might soon enter the war and strike nuclear sites in Iran. Trump is wavering. His electoral base is divided, but he seems resolute this time and likely intends to fight no matter the cost. It seems that everyone has completely forgotten about Ukraine. No one cares about it anymore except for us, and we care about it more than ever.